The National Leadership Forum. Hello and welcome, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
It's been really great. I've been looking forward to it the past few weeks. Just learning more, being a leader is something that I really enjoy. I'd like to keep increasing what I learn.
For some 200 high school students like Heath Quick of Shelby County, they've been spending this week at the National Leadership Forum, sponsored by the American Studies Institute at Harding University in Searcy, Arkansas.
We had them from Panama City, Pensacola. Of course, you had from Kingsport, East Tennessee there, and we had Mississippi. We had Arkansas. We had a large contingency from Alabama itself, Missouri, as well as Texas there.
National Leadership Forum Director Dr. Bob Reilly and his wife have been associated with the program for the past 39 years. It started 59 years ago and continues to bring some of the top students from surrounding states as well as top speakers.
I love the program. I'm enthused just hearing some of the speakers speak, like John Poppe from Zig Ziglar. He talks about the sense of you don't have a disability. Everybody's got a condition, but you need to treat it like a condition and move on. And then General Tommy Thompson, he's a three-star general. He closed things out today. And
I've never heard so many good guest speakers on great topics, getting in there talking one-on-one with you, not just lectures. They ask you. It's really, really hands-on and personal. I like it.
Henry County student Trey Jones enjoyed the session on the critical issues facing the environment and agriculture presented by Tennessee Farm Bureau's Melissa Bratton.
Since I'm involved in agriculture in our county, that's something that I enjoy doing and love doing. So it was my favorite so far.
And about 50 students of the some 200 were from Tennessee attending the National Leadership Forum in Searcy, Arkansas. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.